Hello.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for bearing with us with these technical difficulties.
Yes.
But we're glad to have you here this evening with us. And we hope you've had an amazing week thus far and that you're able to just journey through every transition and anything that may have come your way. I, again, am your host, Dr. Shondalette Nelson, and I'm here with LaToya, Game Changer Jet, and she is truly changing the game by dropping wisdom and pieces of nuggets that you can really apply to your life. So we just want to continue kind of like where we left off, guys, you know, talking about unforgiveness. If you guys have any questions or if you have anything that you want to add, feel free to drop a comment, you know, and we'll read them and we'll actually pull you guys in sometimes. So, you know, Toya, I'm very grateful to be able to share this platform with you, someone who has the same vision that I have and similar purposes. It has been an amazing time just trying to just feed into the people. And again, we're not here to treat or diagnose you. We are simply here to help guide you through these and share these experiences, these same experiences with you guys. So yeah. Toya, I'm sure our guests are eager to hear the ending of that story and how you were able to overcome all those emotions that you were feeling and all the things that tied into it. You know, there was a lot going on. You shared a very intimate moment with us, and we thank you for that. And we just want to just see how you were able to overcome being slighted, feeling abandoned, feeling rejected, confused. So just go ahead. We're not going to keep them waiting any longer. Without further ado, let us hear from you again.
Well, thank you so much, my amazing co-host, my friend, my longtime battle partner. We've been battling in the spirit. We've been battling in the physical. Everything you can imagine we have gone through. And again, I truly thank God, you know, that we're in this amazing partnership together. I mean, what is more for us to do other than, you know, help the people through our experiences and also giving God the glory on top of it as we're continuing to grow. Like you said, you know, we haven't arrived, you know, we just, by the grace of God, with wisdom and many mistakes and many setbacks, we have, learned and matured, you know, in certain areas of our lives, but that does not mean we don't get tested. But you guys, without further ado, like Dr. Shawn Nelson said, I'm going to jump right into it. If you tuned in on last week, you can go back and listen to the playback. You could go catch us on a podcast outlets and follow me on social media. Follow me on YouTube. We also have it playing on there as well. And that's Toya the Real. And you can catch all of the shows and episodes that you've missed. But just to recap on what I was saying last week, we were touching into some of the things that causes certain people to get stuck in unforgiveness and how it's hard to forgive. I mean, it's easier said than done. People always be like, oh, just forgive and move on. Set yourself free. And that's good. That's congratulations. That's good. That's great. But what they don't tell you is when you have been violated and when you have struggled and hurt with such a deep pain and you've experienced such a great level of betrayal, the key thing is how, and we're going to get into the how later. But before we get into the how, we got to address the root. We got to address the issue. And as I was speaking on last week, talking about one of the things that caused me to get stuck and stagnant in unforgiveness for so long. I had a friend who betrayed me, a friend of 10 years who betrayed me, was like a sister. I'm not going to go into the story again, but just to recap, to continue off, she betrayed me, went behind my back, a guy I was dating. She started seeing the guy, him and her started dating. And not only did they start dating, but they got married and they went on to have kids. Okay. And I was devastated to say the least. as a woman, a young woman, this was something, this was a level of betrayal that I personally had never in my life experienced before. So I was not taught how to handle that, right? I was taught that you forgive. We know the scripture. How many times are you supposed to forgive somebody? And all that. And I'm like, listen, I don't know nobody that is strong as Jesus, because I'm struggling with this thing. I got to be real. Can I be transparent? I was struggling. And this was after I was saved. This was after I have given my life to Christ. I mean, it's easier to quote the scripture. It's easier to paint the picture and paint our face and act like we have it all together. But when that offense and when that hurt take a toll on you and you was not taught how to handle that thing properly, you know, that's where the struggle comes. And if you're not faced with that pain daily, or you're not faced with that person that hurt you daily, you can get tricked. And the trickness come in, oh, well, I must be over it. I must have forgiven that person. I moved on. That thing ain't bothering me no more. Right. Yeah, that's because you're not faced with it. But in your heart, all you did was just bury stuff on top of it. And you wasn't really cleansed. Because at the end of the day, if you get a reminder or just a little taste, a sneak peek of what they've done to you, and if that thing still affects you emotionally, guess what? That's a sign that you have not fully forgiven and been healed from that. But as the story continues, I can remember crying. I can remember people that was in our circle coming to report, and the enemy gonna always fix it up to where you gonna get the news, baby. You gonna get the tea. You gonna get the latest tea. You ain't even gotta go looking for it. He's gonna send people to put it in your ear to let you know, oh girl, let me tell you what else they've been doing. Oh, did I forget to say she was pregnant again? You know, and it's like pouring salt on the wound. And here it is. I'm still in shock. You know, I'm still trying to come to grips with this thing. And I was like, is this even real? You know, the person that I thought loved me, the person that I knew I loved, and that was betrayal on both sides. I was cheated on, and not only cheated on, but I was cheated on. The guy cheated on me with my best friend. So they both knew better. But it's like, what betrayal outweighs the other? Hurt is hurt. You see what I'm saying? At the end of the day. And so, you know, I can remember crying to my mom, and I think maybe for a week I may have slept in my mom's bed, because I just needed to feel loved. Yeah. I went through different emotions during that time in my life. I went through rejection. I went through emotional insecurities. I was insecure with myself. I was beating myself up thinking, was it something that I personally done? Was it me? What did I do? Am I getting catchback for something that I may have done in my past that I don't realize? You know, we think about all of this stuff when somebody offends us or when somebody hurts us, you know. And the truth be told, you can probably think that you were a bad person, but really, it was just that person. That person made a bad decision, right? That person just did something foul. So if you're struggling right now, you know, and you're holding a spirit of guilt or insecurities for something that you may have experienced that was traumatizing to you, I want you to give yourself permission to let that go and release it. Because the thing is, we're not going to just touch on how to forgive somebody that offended us or hurt us, but we're also going to touch on how do we forgive ourselves. Because that's the biggest struggle. You can forgive somebody all day, but if you haven't forgiven yourself, you are still under arrest and you're still in bondage to that very thing that had you bound. And so with me, that thing, that experience had me bound for so many years, y'all. And I went to church. I would be on the altar every Sunday. It's like I was going to get deliverance at the altar. And I'm like, maybe the altar ain't working. Maybe I need somebody to touch hands. I was waiting for somebody to prophesy to me. I was waiting for somebody to just pick me out the crowd and say, it's you, you, come here. I was desperate, yeah. Y'all. I wanted any. Look, if you blew on me, it's you. I was probably going to fall out because I was just waiting for anybody to help me. When I was struggling that bad, y'all, I literally was going to lose my mind. Depression set in. I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I didn't want to be around anybody. I literally wanted to beat the brakes off this girl. Every time I thought about it, it was like having a nightmare. I didn't sleep for weeks. I didn't sleep for months. Everything reminded me of the situation. Here it is. I went from what I thought was a healthy relationship with my guy and what I thought was a healthy 10-year friendship with my BFF. Overnight, it was all gone in a matter of a day. Stuff that I had been building for years with these individuals. It was just like somebody had taken a rug from under me. And so that started to build up animosity. That started to build up trust issues with people. And so, you know, I began to build up this wall and this defense mechanism and say, nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to ever hurt me like that again. Because, see, I had already been hurt by my father, and we're going to get into that next week. And I'm going to let Dr. Sean get into one of the things that caused her to be stuck for so long before we finally found deliverance in that area. But I developed this. Nobody is going to hurt me like this again. And what I realize is that hurt people hurt people. So we got to have some patience with some people sometimes that come off with this strong personality and they don't really seem approachable. It's not that they're mean people. It's not that, you know, they just these stuck up sadity people. I can assure you, a person that's a little bit standoffish or a person that don't easily trust people, it's because they it's some type of hurt deep down inside that they hadn't fully got healing and deliverance from. And if that's you today, and if you can relate, I challenge you to comment, and I want to hear about this. If you know somebody is struggling with this because you got it all together and you know somebody struggling with this, I dare you to share this, because guess what? Somebody needs to get healed from this. Somebody is struggling right now and they're dealing with this, and it's torturing their mind. It's robbing them of their peace. It's robbing them of their sleep, because I was robbed for years. All I could do is think about it. And then I couldn't get in another relationship because I couldn't trust a man. And when I did, I was always thinking back and comparing that relationship to this relationship. And then I was making that man pay for everything this man has done. And when it came to friends, oh no, I don't do friends. I don't do females. Because I done let a female get too close to me to the point where I trusted this girl till we was dressing alike, to the point where we were like sisters. So I thought of a person that I shared all of my secrets with, okay? Mm-hmm. Somebody that was, it was Jesus, it was my mama, then it was her, you know, outside of my child. And you see what I'm saying? And when you give somebody your heart like that, and they don't value your heart. Now, I don't know what it was within her that caused her to act like that. But when, you know, you give your heart to somebody, and what I had to learn was that's why you don't give your heart to people. You don't put your trust and your heart in man. You give your heart to God, and you trust God for the man, and you trust God for that person, because the person is human, just like you. And we're also going to talk about how you may have been the one that hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody may be devastated because of the actions that you committed. It ain't always the other person or what they did to you. Sometimes you were the offender, you know? And so we also got to touch and deal with that as well. And if you know that you have done wrong to somebody, then you need to, you know, get to the point where you ask that person for forgiveness so that you can help free that person up if they're struggling in that area. And same for you. We're going to talk about all of that as well. But Sean, I'm going to pause right there for a second. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of, you know, see if you have anything that you want to add to that, because I'm telling you, I was like in my early 20s and being saved as a Christian, I really thought that I was going to be able to follow the word, follow the scripture and forgive. But I found mm-hmm. out that thing was easy for me to do that. And in fact, my emotions turned into anger. It turned into rage. And I had this aroma about myself. Like, you better not, I wish the wood. You see right. what I'm saying? I right. wish the wood. Play with me. You look at me mm-hmm. wrong. I'm like you
about easily to offended. Me. Easily offended.
Exactly. I'm going to get you before you get me. So it's like everybody now, unfortunately, had to pay for something that I did, and they had nothing to do with that. And a lot of people are stuck right there in that today. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to just kind of touch on that, what I said, and then I'll go back to finish my story.
So I'm sure we all have similar stories and similar experiences. And it's hard to deal with a person who's easily offended. Everything that you say and do to them, they take offense to it, and they're standoffish, and it takes nothing, absolutely nothing, for them to flip out on you and find a reason to separate themselves from you, which they just need healing from. But one thing you said, Toya, was forgive yourself. I remember hearing that for the first time when somebody said, forgive yourself. And I was like, forgive myself for what? What did I do? Did you listen to the story? I wasn't the one that was in the wrong. They were. So forgive myself for what? And it took some time for me to see what she was saying. That's why I tell you, don't tell me something and don't tell me how to do that thing or whatever. So what she was saying was, forgive myself for staying there as long as I did, staying in the unforgiveness for as long as I did and not letting go sooner. But what I didn't realize was I didn't have the maturity then. I didn't have the experience. I didn't have the tools in order to make a better decision. You see what I'm saying? In order to let go. So, 45-year-old me now would never make the same decisions that 18-year-old me made. And that's because now I have the experience and I have the maturity. So I cannot hold myself accountable for what the decisions that 18-year-old no experience having me made, you see? Right. So now that I'm equipped with those tools, then now, yes, I can forgive easy. I can forgive more. You know, I know what it means to do that. And then, so just a few things I'm gonna hit on. So as for forgiveness, we have to remember that forgiveness, it starts with a decision. You have to decide. I choose to forgive. You see, I can choose to stay right here in this place. I'm perfectly fine with never dealing with you again. I'm perfectly fine with never seeing you ever again in life and holding on to these feelings and you're not thinking about you. You're a distant memory. What they say is nothing to cut that off. You see what I'm saying? I can cut you off. You see what I'm saying? But then to what else am I cutting off? Am I cutting off the blessings that God has for me? Am I cutting off my relationship with God? You know, all because I have unforgiveness that's at, you know, the core of my heart. Because you see what I'm saying? What's in our heart, you know? And there are just a few points about unforgiveness that I'm going to make. Jot them down mentally in your phone or whatever. Just think about it. So unforgiveness, it blocks the door of salvation for us. Mm-hmm. And it allows a root of bitterness to get in. Is anybody worth your seat in the kingdom? Is anybody worth you going to hell for? I don't know a person. I have not met a person that's worth me going to hell for. All this hell I'm going through on earth, And you telling me I can go to hell just because I won't forgive what Sally Sue did me 10 years ago? No, ma'am. Sally Sue, you are forgiven. Like, I have removed you from my heart, darling. I wish you the best. I pray God saves you, and whatever healing that you need, I hope that you get that. So it also causes us to walk in darkness. You see what I'm saying? We can't get a revelation of anything if we're holding that one thing in our heart. Anything you have to tell me about the story, I don't want to hear about it, because guess what? I'm still upset about it. And I'm still in my feelings about it. So I'm not going to get a revelation about anything you're trying to tell me. Also, it's simply not of God. It does not reflect the heart of God. If I was to come to a person and all I saw from them was bitterness, I would not say what God you serve or what church you attend. I wouldn't say that. If all I saw was bitterness all over that person, because I would think, you know, they clearly don't have a relationship with God, you know. So what kind of relationship do they have? You can't tell me, you know, you cannot really tell me what to do if you're not doing it. Right. You can't tell me what to do if you can't tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So, and then also what unforgiveness does, it kind of, it grieves, not only does it grieve the heart of God, but it holds us captive to sin. And we kind of talked about those sins. Those are the emotions that are connected to it. So, and forgiveness does the exact opposite. It pleases the heart of God, calls us to walk in light. You see, all those things like that. But you know what? There was one thing, Toya, that was one area that I was dealing with unforgiveness, and it was totally unrelated to me. I could not understand where this was coming from for the life of me. And if I'm probably about to hit home for somebody. And if it's you, I'm not attacking you. I'm only bringing awareness to it. So just kind of be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. But for a season, I went through a season of dating men who had bitter baby mamas.
Oh, that's
oh, God. I didn't understand where that was coming from, but I failed that test every time, because guess what? I was coming out of my character. You wanna, you know what I'm saying? So wherever you wanted to take it, I was willing to go. I was going to feed off of your energy. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I dealt with some of her kind before. She got the right one. La, 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 la. And I was like, this is following me. I never sowed that seed. I was never a bitter baby's mama. So why was I getting that back in return? Mm-hmm. Couldn't understand it for the life of me. Then finally, one day, I had a revelation. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. I said, okay, God, here the same situation is again. I like him. I ain't dealing with this baby mama drama. You see what I'm saying? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, you're going to pray for her is what you're going to do. Because she's dealing with unforgiveness and rejection. She's dealing with unforgiveness from the spirit of rejection.
Wow.
So because that man did not no longer wanted her, but wanted me, she felt as if she was not good enough.
So exactly.
Attack me, attack my character, you know, do whatever she had to do in order to make things not work for him, because she couldn't understand why he wanted me and not her. Mm-hmm. But she was feeling rejected. And all of that came from unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. And so it takes a lot to be able to sit down and say, okay, I'm gonna pray for your ex. I'm gonna pray for your baby mama who's causing all kind of drama in our relationship. I was like, God, you show you want me to pray for her? Because I'm afraid that she, no, I want you to pray that she finds peace with the situation and she heals from the unforgiveness and the rejection and that she finds happiness.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So that's a big one. So if you find yourself going through that cycle or you are that baby mama, I want you to know there is some healing that needs to be had there.
Yeah.
From that same very spirit that we're talking about. You have something you want to add, Toya?
Yeah. You touched on something. I just wanted to add with that, you know, it's easier said than done when you have somebody that is being bitter and mean to you, you know, because oh Lord, I'm gonna step on some toes and we running out of time. But if you thought that my best friend went behind my back and slept with my man and married him and had kids for him. If you thought that was something, that was something that anybody, I promise you, Moses, Jesus would have come down and been like, I'll give you one pass to go whoop her behind. I'll give you a pass for that. That's how we want them to get God. I don't want to hear the pay evil, don't pay evil for evil. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord, I shall repay. You don't want to hear none of that. God, I'm hurt. I need them to be hurt. You taking too long. So this is what we're going to do. Since you taking too long and they having their little merry little happy ever after life, so you think, because all you can see is just your mess. All you can see is just your pain and your hurt. That hurt has took root in you. That's all you can see. You can't see the big picture, nor do you care. All you know is that I'm hurt. I need them to be hurt too. I need it to be a favor for a favor, an eye for an eye. That's how we feel if we really want to be true. I know I'm not the only one that feel about it. For you deep saints, for you saints that have been walking with Jesus for a long time, for you saints that don't blink an eye when it comes to sin, for you saints that don't get tempted by nothing, for you saints that is saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and you never get upset. You pray for everybody because you're walking on water all day long. I challenge you to come down off your high horse for a second and deal with the people that's really hurting, because this is why people are taking their lives, y'all. It's something called mental illness. It's something called the spirit of depression. It's something called the spirit of heaviness. It's something called the spirit of, guess what? I'm going to fake it till I make it because I'm rejected and I'm so hurt and bottled down to the things of life. It's just too overwhelming for me. So I just need some type of relief. And when I turn this way, I got a battle to fight over here. I'm fighting in my marriage. I'm fighting in my family. I'm fighting on my job. And yet I ain't never got over the hurt that's been bothering me since I was a child. All my life. Come on, Sophia from the Color Purple. All my life I had to fight. And guess what? Some people are tired of fighting. So guess what? Can you please give me some type of hope? Give me some type of answers on how you want me to read a Bible that I no longer have faith and trust in, because every time I read the Bible, it seems like A, I don't understand it. B, all hell breaks loose. When I go to church, it seems like I'm getting judged. So I'd rather not even be around the fake and phony people, because my experience, that's all I ever gotten. I already felt like I've been judged my whole life. I seem like everything that I do is never good enough for the people that matters to me the most. So I got to find love in all the wrong places. I got to fill that void that's been empty for so long. And I done smoked all the weed. I done drunk all the drinks. I done partied all night. I done been promiscuous with who. I'm not saying this is what I've done, but I'm just saying this is some of the things that people do to try to suppress the hurt, because we don't know how to deal with it because we're not talking about it. The people are not really being real about what they've been through and how God delivered them. We see the aftermath. And so we gotta get to the point of addressing the root issue before we get to how address it, because you suppressed it for so long. Go ahead, Sean.
But all people need sometimes, Toya, is an example. They just need an example. Just like when we were in school and we would ask the teacher for, hey, can you give me an example, whatever. But sometimes, like we've said previously, God is calling you to be that example sometimes. And all you have to do is be willing. But don't tell you were not wrong when you say, I want them to get God right now. You know why? Because that is our initial response. And we have to be mindful of our initial response, because whatever's at the surface of your heart is what's going to come out. You see, it's gonna be what you produce. So if you truly are walking in the things of God and have a relationship with God, then you're gonna be walking in love. And love will be at the surface of your heart. So it won't be an immediate, I'm gonna get you back. You see what I'm saying? If God is really at the core of your heart and the surface of your heart. Because you can have deep down.
Let me ask you this. I don't mean to interrupt you. What if people don't believe in God? What if people want What if people once trusted God, but they done been through so much in their life, so their faith has been challenged so long, they no longer fear mm-hmm. God anymore. What about those people?
And which a lot of people don't. I just got off of Zoom and we were talking about that. A lot of people are more spiritual now rather than mm-hmm. religious or, you know, believing God and those types of things. But it's all about who you are, the core of who you want people to assimilate you as. So when you pass on, what is your legacy? What do you want people to remember you as? A mean and hateful and bitter person? Just because mm-hmm. you don't believe in God does not mean you should not believe in love mm-hmm. or being kind or forgiving or loving and all that, those types of things. Mm-hmm. You know, it has, one has nothing to do with the other. In some cases, mm-hmm. I know people who are atheists and who mm-hmm. give millions of dollars to people because they love this charity. They have love for this person and that. You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's who they are and it's who they want people to remember them as. It's their character. So mm-hmm. hopefully, I'm praying that the people that are tuning in to us do believe in God. And if you have found your way away from God, then that's something that you can call us about and we'll be happy to talk to you about it and see if we can help you just, you know, walk through that mm-hmm. and see what's the nature, what's the cause of that, what's the reason.
Right.
Because we are true believers in God. Yeah. We are true believers.
So and we don't want you to gain the whole world just to lose your soul, you know, because we can do good deeds, but just because you do good deeds does not mean you're going to the kingdom, you know, you're going to be entering to the kingdom of heaven.
I just told you there are atheists that do great things all the time for people. They will give the shirt off their back to the homeless mm-hmm. man. I know people like that. You know, they will give the shirt off their back, but they will not believe.
Right.
You certainly can't make it like that. But that's their legacy they want to leave. They want to be known mm-hmm. as, I was a giver. I was a sower. I loved people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about what you want to be known for. If you mm-hmm. want to emulate the character of Christ, then. So, mm-hmm. but one thing we want, before we go, one thing we want you to remember is that if you are going through something that's difficult, reach out to us. You mm-hmm. have our Instagram, you have our Facebook, you have our emails. Even if it's just to say, hey, Sean, hey, Toya, I'm going through something. This is hard. This is a struggle. It has hit me to the core. Reach out to us, baby. If you just want to talk, if you just want us to listen, if you want to pray, whatever it is that you want to do, if you want us to help you figure out a way, we are never too far removed from the situation to where we can't say, hey, let me take a second. Let me take a minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have lives and everything like that. But we will gladly take a minute, take a second to, hey, baby, I need you. You just need my ear. Or what is it that you need from us? You know, mm-hmm. just reach out to us. Don't ever feel like you can't. We are here. Mm-hmm. That's what we are here for. That is what God has placed on our hearts to do. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna do it to the best of our ability. We all in this together. We love you guys. There is nothing that you can do about that. We are praying for you guys. And we are here to just listen and whatever it is you need. Toya, did you want to
Before we go, because we're over our time now, but before we wrap up, you guys, tune in to us on next week. I will post it, the time and everything, and you can also catch us on YouTube, like I said, and also on the podcast. But I just received a message from someone. I'm not going to say her name. But anyway, she says, hello, T. She said, listening to your live, it must was a reason for me to come across your live tonight. I was sitting in the tub soaking and this topic hit me so hard. It felt like y'all was talking right to me. I have tears rolling down my face because that was me when y'all was talking tonight. And so this is just confirmation to let me know that we are on the right path, y'all. We do this because we struggle. We know what it's like for real people to struggle in this thing and get stuck. You just need that push. You just need that person to say, you know what? I know it ain't easy. I know what they did hurt you. I know you dealing with this setback. Y'all, we're going to talk about some stuff that I went through, even within after getting married, y'all, stuff I wasn't ready for. It just kind of caught me off guard, and I thought I was healed and delivered from some stuff. But even as I matured in Christ, I realized that, dang, this test just get harder. But there's a reason for that. It ain't for you. Everything that you go through is not for you. Yeah, you experiencing certain pain and different things because mm-hmm. we are human and we have emotions, but you just know how, you have to know how to deal with those emotions, and we're going to help you through that. So tune in to us on next week. We are so glad that you enjoyed this. If you got anything from it, please comment, please share it, please like it. Don't keep it for yourself. Help somebody else. A share don't cost you nothing, okay? And I just want to close us out in prayer really fast. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity just to be in your presence, Lord. Lord, even me right now, I'm sitting up here with a spirit of conviction, Father God, because this week I personally have been challenged on every different angle, and it's easy to get up here and act like we have it all together. But y'all, a lot of this stuff is the stuff that we are dealing with. So we are trying to help you out of our own experiences as we get the wisdom and the guidance from Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you are using us as your vessels, and anybody that's on watching us under the sound of our voice, whether you're going to go back and listen to the recording, we challenge you right now to take heed to this word. We ask that you would do a spiritual search within your heart. Cleanse yourself of any iniquity, any things that has caused you to be stuck for too long. We release you. It's time for you to break loose. It's time for you to break free. Let that offense go. God has so much more in store for you. It's time. Time has been passed on. Years has been passed on. People are dying off. Life is too short, and we need you. We need you to live on purpose, and you cannot live your best life and be used what Christ has caused you to be used by if you are holding on to poison. We need you to let it go in the name of Jesus. Be free. Give yourself permission to forgive. And you also have to go to that person that you have offended knowingly and unknowingly. Ask God to show you, and he will. This is our time. Have a good night. We love you. Tune back into us on next week. And we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye. Be encouraged.